Welcome back to the conclusion of Hacking Your Emotions for Personal Well-Being, an SOS for School Administrators, a program provided by the Educator Support Program at the University of Colorado's Department of Psychiatry. In our last few sections, we have focused on anger, fear, and sadness. And I wanted to take a moment just to pull the pieces together and leave you with some reflection questions as you continue on your journey. In these sessions about hacking your emotions, I have provided some reminders with the idea of supporting you to get to a place of vibrancy and flow again, to allow the water to come through the garden hose rather than be blocked. Sometimes as educators and administrators, we don't really feel that way until the summer again. And I hope that some of these hacks will help you tap into some of that energized feeling sooner than July. In each section, I gave you some reminders about feelings, that to feel is a verb, an action, an active step that we can take to complete the stress cycle. The second reminder was that we all have varying comfort levels with expressing our emotion, and that we have to honor that comfort level and also stretch ourselves a little bit to express emotion if that's not something that we find we do in very many aspects of our lives. And if you don't have a safe place to do that with a colleague, a friend, or a family member, mental health providers are there to support you in expanding your capacity for emotional expression. And number three, that our emotions are just energy in motion. Our emotions, our feelings can flow through us just like the food we eat and the water we drink. They're just part of our body system. We've talked a lot about how the body scan is a tool for hacking your emotional experiences. It works two directions. You may be having a feeling and can tune into your body to unlock the expression associated with that feeling, or you can scan your body looking for sensations and see if that leads you to something that needs to be expressed. So if you're feeling stressed out and you're not sure what to do, doing a body scan is sort of a shortcut hack to get to some emotional expression. And it may be that you notice the tightness in your shoulders and you think, well, yeah, I remember that Dr. Sarah, she said I should try stomping. So you try it and see if it works. It will take some experimentation for you to discover what sorts of physical, emotional expression provide you with relief and a reconnection with your vibrancy. The Body Atlas, which can be found in the handout associated with this session, can provide you with visual reminders about where we experience our emotions in our bodies. This model, this very kind of simplified model of emotional expression, may or may not fully resonate with you. And you may feel like it does, but you want some more support with it. And a mental health provider can help you with that. You may need support in completing this stress cycle to get back to your creativity and productivity. But I hope that after listening to this, you have some new ways of experiencing your emotions. This is one simple way to get the work of feeling our feelings to be further down the road in that work in a friendly and accessible way. So I will leave you with these questions. What did you already know about how your body experiences emotions at the beginning of this session? And what do you know now? What have you learned about how your body might experience emotion, especially anger, fear, and sadness? Take a moment to reflect on that. Feel free to pause if you'd like more time to think or write. The second question I want to leave you with is, what wonders do you have about your emotion? Like, I wonder why I'm not someone who really expresses much anger. Or, I wonder when the last time was that I did cry. Or, I wonder what my fear print is. What would be a wonder that you could articulate today as we wrap up our time together? Feel free to take a moment to pause the video or audio if you'd like some more time to think about that. I want to close by remembering the words of Dr. Bruce Perry in a recent session to support school administrators. He said, if you are better regulated, the people around you will be too. And that if we want to move fast with shoring up academic deficits, or I inferred that he also meant to help teachers feel like they can do their best and stay on track or get on track, we have to create regulation first. Dr. Perry suggested incorporating regulatory breaks for students. And so I want to ask you, what would it look like to incorporate regulatory breaks for your staff? What would it look like for you to model a body scan or to just do one for yourself, but to take regulatory breaks and make them a part of the day-to-day business of your school communities, to honor the bodily wisdom and experience of all the people in your school buildings? The other thing that Dr. Perry said is that by doing this, you're not forcing people into answering the question, how are you doing, with the trite and incomplete answer, oh, I'm fine. He said, give people the tools to say something other than I'm fine. And so I want to offer to you that the next time someone says, how are you doing? You could say, oh, I have a tight knot in my left shoulder. Or you could say, oh, my jaw is tight. Now, it may be that that elicits some sympathy or empathy that you don't really necessarily want from the person who asked you. But it will be a way that you can speak a truth that is totally unarguable. And just by speaking that truth, your body will relax and be aligned with your experience instead of saying, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, which your body doesn't believe anyway. We could be telling ourselves and each other the truth in a way that creates connection by using our body intelligence to elevate our emotional intelligence. I hope some of these ideas have felt like they resonate with you, that they're playful or accessible or just make sense, so that you can continue on your journey toward personal well-being by hacking your emotions. Thank you for listening. If you have questions or are interested in additional support, please visit coloradoeducatorsupport.com to learn more about the CU Department of Psychiatry's offerings. Thank you again, and keep up the good work.